This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. A Hamas official told Reuters on Monday no progress was made at a new round of Gaza ceasefire talks in Cairo, shortly after Egyptian sources said headway had been made on the agenda. Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan reports.
The official, who asked not to be named, said, quote, "There is no change in the position of the occupation, and therefore there is nothing new in the Cairo talks." Israel and Hamas sent teams to Egypt on Sunday for another try at reaching a ceasefire in a deadly conflict that's now been going on for 6 months. U.S. CIA Director William Burns arrived on Saturday, with Qatar and Egypt also in attendance. Early on Monday, the Egyptian Al Qahira News had reported that all parties involved had agreed on basic points. The state-affiliated TV channel said the Hamas and Qatar delegations will return within 2 days to agree on the terms of a final agreement.
Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu escalated his pledge to invade the southern Gaza city of Rafah, declaring there is a date. Netanyahu has repeatedly said Israel must send ground forces into Rafah, saying it is Hamas's last stronghold in Gaza. But the international community, including the U.S., opposes the operation, saying the roughly 1.4 million civilians seeking shelter there will be in danger. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. Iran's foreign minister has accused the United States of giving Israel the quote-unquote green light for a strike on its consulate building in Syria that killed 7 Iranian military officials, including 2 generals. The attack killed a senior military official. This is VOA News. Russia and Ukraine are trading fresh accusations over renewed threats to Europe's largest nuclear power plant that has been caught up in the war. Moscow alleges Ukraine was behind drone attacks on the facility that were witnessed by UN inspectors. Kyiv, meanwhile, accuses Russia of disinformation tactics. Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov on Monday called the drone attacks on the plant in Russia-occupied southern Ukraine a very dangerous provocation. The UN's Atomic Watchdog Agency on Sunday confirmed drone strikes on one of the plant's 6 reactors, but did not attribute responsibility to either side. 2 senior UN officials visited Zambia to assess the country's worst drought in 20 years, which affected some 8 million people and left at least 6 million at risk of food insecurity. The officials say communities affected by the drought need immediate humanitarian aid and food assistance. Kathy Short reports from Lusaka.
Rina Jelani, the UN Assistant Secretary General and Climate Crisis Coordinator for the El Nino and La Nina Response, and Eva Kadili, UNICEF Regional Director for Eastern and Southern Africa, called for international solidarity to support the humanitarian response during their visit to Zambia. Speaking in Lusaka Sunday, Jelani said the country received less than normal rainfall, leaving hundreds of thousands of hectares of maize destroyed. This accounted for more than half of the country's maize cultivation, which is a staple food in Zambia. Kathy Short, VOA News, Lusaka, Zambia.
From Germany to Portugal to Belgium, mainstream European politicians are joining TikTok, using its short video format to reach young voters. Reuters correspondent Sean Hogan explains.
Forget the podium and the campaign trail. Ahead of the European elections in June, politicians are increasingly turning to one platform, TikTok. Mainstream politicians hope to attract young voters and fend off the rise of fringe parties who have successfully exploited the short video app. Many have calculated that the need to reach younger voters outweighs security concerns surrounding the Chinese-owned social media platform.
Reuters correspondent Sean Hogan. Donald Trump is asking a New York appeals court to reverse a judge's gag order and move his hush money criminal trial out of New York City in an 11th-hour bid for a delay just a week before it's scheduled to start. A judge in the state's mid-level appeals court was set to hold an emergency hearing Monday after the Republican ex-president's lawyers filed paperwork challenging Judge Juan Merchan's pretrial rulings. The documents were placed under seal, but a person familiar tells the AP they pertain to Trump's gag order. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.